Somebody who knows a lot of different things that are going on here is our next guest, Megan Miller. She's one of the operators here. And good morning, Megan. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So how long have you been here with TOCUS?
I have been here almost 3 years now.
Wow. What do you like about
this? I like the fact that it is a very clean and welcoming environment. There's a lot of misconceptions about manufacturing, thinking that it's a dirty or work-to-the-bone kind of environment, and it's definitely not the case.
We think about sometimes manufacturing that has to do with sort of metals and grinding and other things like that. Here, this is plastic injection, right? That's the kind of the main focus of that. What are some of your responsibilities here that you've been doing over the last 3 years?
Some of my responsibilities, I make sure that all of the parts that we get from the machines meet the quality standards before we send them to the customers. I also help deal with a little bit of training and a little bit of utility, making sure that all the other operators are okay and getting them all of the components that they need to run their jobs.
So how did you get the ability, not the ability to train, but you obviously became well enough understanding everything to train people in this type of equipment? How did that process take for you?
It's just knowing the job the best that you can. It's reading your work instructions that we have at every press, telling you how to run the job, and asking as many questions as possible. Never be afraid to ask a question in an environment like this, because you never know what answer you can get, and I would rather ask a question and put out a good part instead of a bad one.
Sure. You mentioned you make sure the parts are up to quality standards. Mm-hmm. How does one go about that? Is there a book? I mean, what are you looking at to make sure?
There are specs. We have a quality department here, and they get their specs from the customers for whatever part that machine is running at the time. And it'll actually tell you on the instructions at the job board for every machine what is acceptable and what is not acceptable for each part.
Well, how long does that process usually take? Are you looking at more than one item at a time?
It all depends on what job you're running. For the larger parts, we usually do one at a time, so we 100% them, looking at each and every part. For the smaller parts, like a fitting or a garden hose adapter, that's more of a handful kind of ordeal, because we produce them by the thousands.
What are you using, a ruler, or how do you go about it?
We actually dump them into inspection bins, and we take a shot from the press, meaning we take each part and we look at that part, and depending on if that part is good or not, we can tell that there's probably not going to be any bad parts in that few hundred that we just dumped.
Is it harder to make a small part or a big part?
I would actually say it's harder to make a big part because there's a lot more, I think, that can go wrong. Not go wrong necessarily, but there's a lot more defects that you can find on a larger part than a smaller part.
There's more surface space or more actual, I don't know, of those little plastic things that we have over here.
More of those used, huh?
Right. Do you see those in your dreams or nightmares? I don't know.
I see a lot of Vitamix in my dreams.
All the different things that you have here as well. We were talking this morning with Megan Miller, who's one of the operators here this morning at TOCUS. And I also understand you have an artist in your family. I'm looking at, now Matt, I don't know if you've seen this. There's an odd looking, Terry, can you go look at that piece over there? It's like a bucket with plastic coming out of it here as well.
That is actually purged material from a press. What they do when they end a job is they will take out all of the excess material from that, and it comes out very high temperatures, so it's melted. And he took that and kind of made it look like a little waterfall coming out of a pot.
Well, I went over there and I saw this big kind of tin thing with the stuff oozing out of it. Then you realize, okay, it's a solid. Then I thought, how is that tin thing hanging in the air? Then I realized the water that's flowing out of it, the plastic, is holding it up. So a little bit of an optical illusion that's happening
that's cool.
As well.
Yeah, my father here is the fabricator, so he's a welder. And everybody here calls him Gizmo because of his ability to make absolutely anything. So he likes to create his little bit of art here and there.
Now, have you inherited any of that gizmology?
The gizmo-ness. I can say I'm pretty handy.
That's
cool. I like working with woodwork every now and then.
Do you have a favorite thing you like to make? Are you making tables, chairs? What are you doing?
I used to help him when I was younger.
That's cool.
We would make anything for the house, from rocking chairs to tables to stuff like that.
That's impressive.
It's amazing. It's sort of a need or a fulfillment to make something, and that's what a lot of people, when they get into manufacturing, that's what drives them into an industry like this.
Exactly. It's very hands-on, and a lot of people like that because it gives you a sense of creativity. Even though you are following instructions, it helps you fulfill some sort of need to make something.
We've talked about that before. Sometimes mm-hmm. people have jobs that they do something at the end of the day. They're thinking, what did I just accomplish? Here, you can physically see some of those mm-hmm. things, too, as well.
Go to the store, see it on the shelf, too. That's got to be part of one of the reasons I think you'd like it. I mean, working with wood, you get to see that final product mm-hmm. when it's done. And same here. You start with those, and you end up with whatever it is it may become in the end.
It's amazing.
That was one of the coolest parts of working in manufacturing mm-hmm. is going to the store the next day and seeing the parts that I made on the shelf. Like, this is what the final product looks like, and this is what's going to the end run to the customer.
Cool.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in. Are you beginning your day?
Yes.
I always ask because we're at the point now, I guess, where the shifts have been changing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm about to go and start my shift and make sure everyone's doing all right.
All right. Did you hear that? Megan's on the move now. Megan Miller, operator here at Tokas, is going
been
to
warned,
thanks,
right?
Thanks for joining us this morning as we continue our manufacturing day, getting an idea of what's out there in the world of manufacturing for people looking for careers or education that sort of points them in this direction. Here you are on Pin Oak Parkway in Avon Lake, and we got to check a news, Clark Howard, and more.